The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
You going to work this morning, dear?
Oh, yes, yes, eventually. I'm going to have a conference with Mr. Dibble this morning as soon as he arrives.
Oh, he's here.
He is?
I saw him a few minutes ago talking to some workmen.
Oh, well, good. Look, I'm going to go over the whole house with that fella, find out exactly all the things that are holding us up. We certainly cannot spend the winter in this garage.
Well, I hope you can do something to speed things up. We certainly cannot move in until I get the kitchen fixed, for one thing. Did you see what a mess that is?
Yes, I did. Oh. I was looking at that last night when I got home. They haven't even finished bricking the fireplace.
I know it. Oh, I got a marvelous idea about that fireplace, dear. I meant to tell you about it.
Now, look, honey, I'm sorry, but if we'd just stop getting new ideas about things, maybe we'd get this new house finished.
This isn't anything that involves any changes at all.
Why, you had to have a fireplace in the kitchen, anyhow. You know how much that thing is costing?
Look, it is back-to-back with a fireplace you insisted on having in your den.
Well...
So I know there had to be a chimney there, anyhow.
Well, all right, but just the same.
Oh, honey, all my life I've wanted a fireplace in my kitchen. It looks so early American with a black kettle swinging over the hearth and a hooked rug in front of it and a little rocking chair here.
All right.
I know it's our one real extravagance,
yeah.
Really.
One?
Well, doesn't it make you happy to know I'll be happy?
Oh, yeah, sure. If we're going to go bankrupt, we might as well do it in a big way. All right, what's this marvelous new idea of yours?
Well, you know how there's sort of a bake oven on one side of the fireplace?
Yeah, something you'll never use, but, either.
You know, it's copied after the way fireplaces used to be. I think Mr. Rogers designed it just beautifully.
Yeah.
Anyhow, I can keep things warm in there, and I'll find it useful. But on the other side of the fireplace, to the left, is another place, you know?
Thought that was to store wood for the fireplace.
Well, rather than store wood, this is what I thought. Why don't we have a wood panel put in there that will look permanent... But in reality, it will be a secret hiding place.
What in heaven's name do we need a secret hiding place for?
Oh, really, dear?
It isn't big enough for me to get into if I robbed a bank or something and had to hide out.
Don't be silly. It's for our silver. It would be a perfectly wonderful place to hide our silver chest when we go away. And I'm sure it would just about fit in there. What do you think?
Well, let's
carry it over and see if it fits. And tell Mr. Dibble about it and see what he thinks, huh?
Well,
the Hendersons had all their silver stolen last week, and they were only gone 2 hours.
Oh, all right, all right. Only, though, if it doesn't involve any changes.
How much time do you have for winnowing over the weekends? Well, we're talking specifically about winnowing the news. Once upon a time when news traveled slowly, time and distance did the winnowing for people, leaving only what was vital. Nowadays, in our era of almost instantaneous transmission, news floods in on us the trivial along with the vital. Have you the time to sort it over, winnowing out the happenings that are important for you to know? Well, nobody has except trained newsmen. That's why you rely on CBS News to keep up with the events over the weekend. A worldwide news organization gathers the raw material. At CBS News headquarters, seasoned veterans of the news world winnow the wheat from the chaff. Then at regular intervals over the weekend, CBS News broadcasts bring you up-to-the-minute reports on what's going on all over the world. CBS News reporters and correspondents make every one of these broadcasts an illuminating and rewarding summary of just what you want to know. So keep up with the news this weekend with CBS News.
Mr. Dibble, what I thought, instead of using this space to store wood, we'd use it as sort of a secret hiding place for our silver and any valuables when we go away.
Yeah, I see. Uh-huh.
A little door on the front that shows will not look like a door at all, more like a wood panel. It's merely decorative, and maybe you can figure out a secret way the door could sort of unlatch, you know?
Well, I don't know. Could you? I've never been called on to build many secret panels, but I guess I could figure out something.
Well, frankly, I think it's kind of silly. But look, if it involves any changes from the state that things are in right now, I mean, by golly, we're far enough behind schedule getting this house finished.
No, don't mean any changes. Rickley would be coming today, finish fireplace anyhow. Fact is, I think he's here now. I'll just tell him what you have in mind.
Well, don't tell him it's a secret hiding place.
What do you mean, Don?
Well, if it's secret and we'll be hiding our silver in here, we should certainly tell as few people as possible.
Oh.
In a way, she's right. She's right.
Well, look, I don't care what you tell them or don't tell them, but get it done right, for Pete's sake. We want to move in here as quickly as we can. Now, look, I want to go over the whole house with you right now, Mr. Dibble, and let's see what's got to be done before we can move in.
Well, I'll go on, dear. You don't need me. And the baby ought to be waking up any minute and want his bottle in his bed.
All right, you run along. Now then, Mr. Dibble, you and I are going to see what can be done to speed things up here just a little bit.
Yes, he's my darling. Oh, you're so sweet.
Well, you'll have to change it, that's all, and that's fine. And I am not going to pay for it.
What is the matter? Dear, close the door. I just gave Bobby his bath.
Right, I don't care. I'll talk to you about it tomorrow.
For heaven's sake, I thought you'd gone to work. It's 11 o'clock. Have you been with Mr. Dibble for 3 hours?
It's just so darn mad. Four of the closet doors open in.
Open in?
Open in. Yeah, I tell you, I swear you wonder sometimes.
Well, speak to your son. Little Dickon slept until 10:30 this morning.
Hi there, Robert boy. Hi.
What
we're going to do about the floorboards and paneling they ran out of?
Mr. Dibble said he's going to try and find some for us.
Yeah.
He said he thought there might be some old barns around that had black walnut beams and things.
Well, as far as I can figure out, he hasn't done anything about it. Here's this hole in the living room. He suggested ripping up the floors in the hall and piecing them in the living room.
But then what are we going to have in the hall? Mm-hmm.
Buy some different wood for the hall. Another expense. At least the living room would be all the same. Boy, it'll be some job now, ripping up the floor in the hall. I don't know. Not only that, but I am positive the entire heating system is wrong. I got to call Roger. I'm sure it's not what we planned.
Well, dear, there's nothing you can do about anything like this, Nancy. You had better get down to your office.
Yeah. Fine way to start the day.
Listen, will you do something for me? I forgot to bring back the chest with our silver. I left it there. I think with all those workmen around, you'd better get it and bring it back. I'm sure they're all honest. But, you know, I mean, maybe you'd better get it.
All right, okay, I'll get it. Then I got to get myself to the office.
Thank you, dear. Oh, here, come with Mommy. Oh, the phone always rings during your bath or right afterwards, doesn't it? Where I can get your dish. Hello? Oh, hi, Eleanor. Yes. Well, he slept late this morning. Oh, it's all right. I wrapped a blanket around him and picked him up. He's right here with me. Oh, guess what? We finally named him. Yes? Robert. Yes. Oh, after all this time. Well, we wrote names on slips of paper and put them in a box and had the baby stick his fist in, and he came up with Robert.
We got a scare, Devil!
Hold on. Just
a second.
I thought I heard my husband.
Mr. Devil! Mr. Devil, will you come here? What in Sam Hill is going on here?
Oh, heavens, Eleanor. Something's happened. I'll call you back. I better go see what it is. Goodbye. What is it, dear?
Come here, will you?
Dear,
look, what is it? This is the way I found it.
Where are you?
I'm here in the kitchen. Come here.
Oh, honest, I heard you yell way in the garage, and I was talking to Eleanor on the phone.
Look, the storage place is all bricked up.
Bricked up? Yes,
apparently nothing here but a brick wall.
Where's our silver?
I don't know.
Well, why would the bricklayer close up the hole? Didn't Mr. Dibble tell him we wanted a wood panel there? Where's Mr. Dibble?
Dibble went off to find the bricklayer. Mr. Peters, I said, if you don't stand over people every minute...
Oh, that makes me so mad. I wanted that to be our secret hiding place.
Nah.
How will it cost extra to have it opened up again?
It's not going
to
cost me extra, I'll tell you that. By golly, here's one where the mistake is their mistake, and by...
Oh, Mr. Dibble, there you are. Didn't you tell the bricklayer what we wanted?
Well, I only saw him for a minute when he come to work. Then your husband here wanted to go over the house, so I was busy with that.
Now, look here, Mr. Dibble.
Well, how could the man brick up all this in just 2 hours?
Oh, don't take long.
Well, anyhow, where is our silver?
Yep, that's the point.
That's the point? See, well, he certainly took it out, didn't he?
You don't think our silver's all bricked up inside there?
Well, tell you the truth, I hope so.
You hope so?
Yep. It ain't only your silver that's disappeared. Bricklayer has, too.
My beautiful silver just gone.
Yeah, well, you and your secret panels, if you hadn't had this crazy idea to begin with.
Well,
I asked all the workmen here. One electrician said he saw the bricklayer drive off about half hour ago. And of course, that don't mean he took it. I'm not accusing people. He's a good workman. I mean, not what you call very bright, but a good workman. Still, can't ever tell. That's where it goes.
Oh, dear.
Well, by golly, as I said, if you hadn't had this crazy idea...
Is somebody looking for me?
Oh...
Are you the bricklayer?
There you are. We've been looking for you.
Well, I'm going to go find a drugstore and get some pills.
Pills?
I'm allergic to dust.
You're allergic? God, look, the heck with that. Where is our silver?
Yes, where is our silver? I don't know.
Well, look, you bricked up the space in this side of the fireplace. Didn't you see a chest in there with silver in it?
Oh, I don't know what was in it. I didn't open the chest up.
You mean it's still in there?
Well, it ought to be. Didn't you want it in there?
Didn't we want? Why did you break up that space?
Well, Mr. Dibble said you weren't going to use it to store wood.
Well, no, but
I... Well, now, that's right. Now, as I told you, I only got a chance to talk to him for a minute when he come, and, well, I guess I did say you weren't going to use store wood. Well, it was what you said.
Well, yes, but as you know, we were going to use the space for something else.
Well, that's right, but you didn't want to say nothing about that. You said that was to be kept secret.
Yes, that's right, for Pete's sake. That is what you said.
Well, but I certainly depended on your discretion, Mr. Dibble, in getting it done right without saying too much. My goodness.
Well, now, I can only do so much. And I got to spend the morning just having conferences and don't get to talk to my workmen, I don't see how I can be blamed for every little thing.
Every little thing? Look, our entire silver service is bricked up behind that wall. Certainly don't call that a little thing. I don't know. I never would have believed that so many idiotic things could happen when you build a house. I what is your name?
Ralph Piper.
Well, now, Piper?
Oh, isn't that funny, dear? Piper?
Piper?
Maybe you're related.
Well, that's what I said to my wife. I said, I'm working on a house for some people with the same name as mine. I wonder if we're related, I said.
Yes, well, now, my husband's folks come from Dodge Center.
But never mind where your husband's folks come from. I want to ask just one question. May I ask you, sir, why you didn't take that silver chest out before you bricked that place up?
I told you. I thought you probably wanted it in there.
Why would we want it in there?
Well, I thought maybe you were laying a cornerstone or something.
Are you kidding? Is this man kidding or something? What's the matter?
Oh, people do things like that. Sometimes I pick up a fireplace and people want to put in a book with their names on it. Or when the house was built. Things like that for future generations.
Well, my goodness, you know, that is an idea, dear.
Look, I've had enough of your ideas for one morning.
Well, lots of people do it. But I never heard of anyone putting all that silver in before. That seems kind of silly to me.
Mr. Diddle, can you get our silver out?
Yeah. Of course, that's quick drying model there. Something new. Take a bit of doing, but we'll get it out. And of course, now, I don't figure that this was my mistake.
No. I'll pay for it. Oh, my
God. I'm sorry, dear.
Say, what's Saturday to you? A day for work around the house and garden, or a day for lazy hours in the sun? Well, either way, you can add an extra dimension of pleasure to Saturday by having your radio with you and keeping the dial set right here at CBS Radio. There's the Galen Drake Show, for instance, presided over by that amiable storyteller Galen Drake, whose anecdotes have a way of being amusing, perceptive, and memorable all at the same time. That's on the Galen Drake Show, Saturday. The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with John Shelley, Madeline Pierce, and Phil Kramer, and is produced by Walter Hart. This is Stuart Metz, inviting you to listen again tomorrow for The Couple Next Door.